The Senate last night ended a week of gridlock by passing an outline for a sweeping national energy policy. It mandates greater use of corn-based ethanol and billions of dollars in tax measures to encourage energy development and conservation. The measure that passed was written by Democrats and originally cleared the chamber last year. David Wellness, NPR's congressional correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Is the Senate's work over? Are senators ready for a month-long recess?
I think they're more than ready. You know, this last week in session often seemed like a bitter marital feud between Republicans and Democrats. And it began with the Senate's Majority Leader, Bill Frist, warning everyone at the beginning of the week that they weren't going to leave for the August break until they got to a final vote on a big energy policy overhaul bill that the House had passed in April, but the Senate still had nearly 400 amendments to get through to finish its version of the bill. But work on that bill kept getting interrupted this week by contentious votes that Frist held on nominees to federal courts like Miguel Estrada and Priscilla Owen, who the Democrats have been filibustering. Both sides accused each other of not wanting to get the energy bill done, and yesterday it looked like that it just wasn't going to happen. And then Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle said in a floor speech that the energy bill that was passed last year when Democrats ran the Senate, but which died at the end of the last Congress, might be a better bill. And Frist seized on that, pretty soon the Senate had resurrected and approved last year's bill. Democrats say it's a better bill than the one that the Republicans wrote. For example, it doesn't have the loan guarantees for six new nuclear power plants that were called for in the Republican version, but it does have a lot more renewable energy provisions, and both bills called for doubling ethanol production, which is a big deal for farm states. But Republicans say they'll completely rewrite the Democrats' energy bill when they go to conference with House Republicans to get to a final bill.
The Senate also approved new trade deals with Chile and Singapore.
Yes, and they're significant because these are the first free trade deals to come out of Congress since it renewed so-called fast-track authority, which had lapsed since the mid-90s and which says Congress can vote yes or no on trade deals but not make any changes within them. Both the deals approved last night are seen as models for much more expansion of free trade. Singapore is the first East Asian nation with which the U.S. has a bilateral trade deal, and Chile is the first in South America. And the Bush administration hopes this Chilean deal will lead to a Western Hemisphere-wide free trade zone area that includes 34 nations. There was criticism by especially Democrats, but many Republicans, too, of these bills because they have provisions in them requiring that the U.S. accept more than 5,000 workers from Singapore and Chile to work within the United States. They said that the administration had no business sending that kind of immigration policy in a trade bill.
What have senators had to say about the Bush administration's use of intelligence data?
Well, they've had a lot to say about it, especially after President Bush announced earlier this week that he was not going to release any of the 28 deleted pages in a report issued last week by Congress that are believed to be about Saudi Arabia and whatever role it might have played in the September 11th terrorist attacks. There was also a lot of criticism of the use of intelligence for going to war with Iraq. And this week, members of Congress heard from inspectors who are looking for those weapons and were told that they will find them. But Democrats again said that they felt like that nothing was certain and that they weren't any closer to finding weapons now than they were before.
NPR congressional correspondent David Wellness.